homes. His mother visited him just a handful of times. But David still expected each stop to be his last. Eventually, he told himself, he'd be allowed to go home. "No matter how bad your family is," David says, "you always think about going back to them." Those dreams were dashed when David was 14. At the time, he was living in a group home in Lynchburg, Virginia. His behavior had improved. He'd made friends and had even taken weekend outings with a social worker to play basketball and video games. His grandmother's charges against him had long since been dismissed. But David hadn't seen his mother in months, and he wondered why it had been so long. His social worker finally told him, David's mother had left town. No one knew where she'd gone. "It was my mother's way of telling me, I don't want anything to do with you. I'm moving on with my life. You move on with yours," David says. That's when I gave up the idea of having a family.